Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Wheat Watch 2016. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission proud to be working recently with the Home Baking Association, helping sponsor 4 days of hands-on workshops for more than 40 family and consumer science educators from across the state of Oklahoma. The Baking Built Steam workshop was conducted in partnership with the Oklahoma Career Tech, Stillwater High School's Family and Consumer Sciences Program, Shawnee Mills, as well as the Wheat Commission. Participants learned about measurements, ingredients, refrigerated doughs, yeast doughs, food safety, and how to make whole wheat dough into pizza crust, which was lunch for the first day. The Home Baking Association is an advocate for increased home baking by providing tools and knowledge to perpetuate generations of home bakers. Visit their website for a wonderful collection of how-to videos, recipes, curriculum, and other multiple resources, homebaking.org. And you can learn more about what the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is up to. Go to their website, okwheat.org.
Cattle futures extremely volatile today, but did close slightly positive in the green in just a few months. But we opened this morning down $1 to $1.50 on the feeders and live cattle, and then they went as far as $4+ lower on the feeders mid-morning, and then about $2.50 or so lower in the live cattle. Mid-morning they started to rally though, and then it ended up here 27 lower in September, 7 higher in October at 132.37, over $4 off the low from early today. And then November's up 22 at 129.72. Now the spring months, March, April, May, all finished slightly lower. But those markets did make new contract lows early in the trading session. But the bounce back does bring some confidence back into the market. And then live cattle, October's up 25 at 107.32. There's a lot of information to digest today that the cattle futures are trying to sort through. This afternoon, we've got a cattle on feed report, and that's expected to be 101.1% of last year on feed, placements 112.6%, and then marketed 116.7%. So a lot of information there. Also, we've got the cold storage report also at 2 o'clock, and then all this talk about China being back into the beef market and trying to import some United States beef.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Corn and wheat futures relatively quiet today. Soybeans were under quite a bit of pressure, down 20 to 23 cents. Now, harvest is moving along nicely for corn and beans, and that seems to be the feature here as we watch those two markets. Bean harvest is expected to be somewhere around 10% complete, while corn harvest somewhere around 20% complete. Of course, Monday's crop progress report will give us the latest expectations there. Now, at the end of next week, next Friday, we've got the September 30th grain stocks report, which will be the grain stocks as of September 1st. This year, they're looking for soybean stocks to be about 185 million bushels, which is pretty tight. Last year at this time, it was 191, so tighter than last year, but of course, we've got a big crop on the horizon. The corn stocks are estimated to be 1.716 billion bushels. Last year at this time is 1.731. And then wheat expectations are about 2.42 billion, quite a bit bigger than last year's, but 2.097. So a lot of information on the wheat for at the end of next week. In the meantime, the yields will probably be the determining factor on market direction. At this time, yields have been coming in quite good. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.